Tomorrow evening, Biddeford residents will have a chance to speak about allegations that former police officers sexually abused minors. The allegations have sparked an emotional public battle that's lobbying complaints against city officials and police leaders. As Patty White reports, the battle is so public, the situation is unfolding in unexpected ways.
Last October, Matt Lozon, a tech entrepreneur in Massachusetts, says he decided that he wasn't going to keep his past a secret anymore. He got in touch with the Biddeford Police Department to officially report that as a young teenager growing up in Biddeford in the 1990s, he had been sexually abused by a town police officer.
They said that they would be packaging it up and they'd be probably sending it to the AG's office.
The attorney general for further investigation. Months pass by. Lozon says the investigation moved too slowly. By early 2015, he decided to push the issue and posted about the complaint on Facebook. Once he did, his story of sexual abuse touched a nerve in the community. Lozon heard from others who said that they, too, had been abused by police officers.
It feels, from a lot of different angles, statistically impossible, nearly, that at least one boy wasn't abused by at least one officer. And in my opinion, if that happened, the chief, whoever the chief was at that time, should have been fired.
Lozon has called for Police Chief Roger Beaupre, who was in command when the alleged abuse happened in the 90s and early 2000s, to be suspended while the attorney general investigates claims. Lozon has also circulated emails to the news media criticizing police and city officials for failing to adequately pursue the allegations. He's even suggested that the mayor and the media ask explicit personal questions to the police chief. The situation has stirred an emotional public response at the last two city council meetings. In this recording of the most recent meeting, provided by Portland TV station WMTW, alleged abuse victims and supporters erupt with calls for city leaders to resign.
Step down! Step down!
It's pitting neighbor against neighbor. And even family members are split over this in terms of the conduct and how this thing is being done.
That's Mayor Alan Cassavant. He says he had to strike the gavel and rule people out of order during city council meetings because comments were being targeted at specific individuals.
It's a fine line between freedom of speech and slander and libel, so I have to protect the city's interests and also protect the interests of employees.
The upcoming meeting on Thursday was prompted by a citizen petition. The goal, say supporters, is to give a broader opportunity for residents to speak about the abuse allegations. Cassavant says he hopes it will be a chance for productive dialogue, which he says has thus far been elusive.
I'm worried that in many cases, especially dealing with the chief and deputy chief, the community is focused on guilt before innocence. There's been no evidence, for example, to suggest, at least to my office and to the Attorney General's office, that the Biddeford Police Department 15, 20 years ago did anything wrong.
In 2002, the Attorney General's office did investigate allegations of sexual abuse by former officer Stephen Dodd, who was also Matt Lozon's alleged abuser. Dodd was never charged, but retired from the force in 2003, gave up his certification, and moved to Florida. Lozon says after hearing from others who say they've been abused, the issue is larger than just one case.
I actually care less about holding my abuser accountable than dealing with what I believe is a systemic problem here.
Lozon agrees that the conversation between city officials and concerned residents has not been very productive up to this point. But he says he's frustrated with the lack of assertiveness by city leaders and says they probably see him as overly aggressive. But he says there's a reason for it.
I believe if I don't push really hard, that a fair trial will never, or a fair investigation will never happen.
Lozon's attorney, Walter McKee, who's representing three other abuse victims, says the fact that Lozon has been so public about the alleged abuse is helping to build a civil case in ways McKee never expected.
We've had people come forward that really never would have come forward, former officers, witnesses, and victims, in a way that you just never see in a typical case at all.
As for the outcome of Thursday night's meeting, Mayor Cassavant says he worries that expectations may not match the legal realities of how the situation must be handled. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office confirmed there is an open investigation into allegations of past sexual abuse in Biddeford. The Biddeford Police Department declined to comment about a current investigation. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.